moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Goss.ie editor Kendra Becker.
Hello.
Hello. We're a day late this week. We've just had a mental week in work.
Very busy
apologies
now.
Apologies for that now. Sure, people were crying their eyes out.
Where's the Gosscast?
But you know, when I upload it myself, and whenever I upload it, like within the first like 5 minutes, someone has already listened to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it obviously comes up. I don't know if it does on yours. I don't know if you listen to it.
But it's me. I'm the first listener. Yeah, I'm the first every time.
But when I go onto my Spotify, like I get a notification, kind of like a little doc comes up, and it's like the Gosscast has a new episode.
Oh,
so I think I don't know someone. There's definitely waiting to listen to them, yeah. Which is great. How was your weekend?
It was good. Very long and busy because I was at a wedding. They had a day two as well, so I'm
where was the wedding?
The least. Clonabrini House.
Where's that?
It's in Meath. It's actually lovely.
Oh, okay.
It's only like an hour from Dublin, and it was really nice.
And who was this now?
Chris Stack. You met him at my 30th.
Which one was he now?
Very loud, drunk guy.
There was a few of those now, to be fair.
But like, you know, my friends, like, we're so loud and just like...
I know, that's why it's hard to... I'm like, which one?
Like, my voice is only properly back, like, today. Like, my voice is properly gone after and everything.
Yeah, we'll do our hot takes because I know your hot take is to do with weddings. So what's your hot take?
My hot take is I cannot do two nights in a row anymore. Like, you just can't do it. I'm 31.
My last wedding that I had a day, well, this is the last wedding I've been to because I've had like two weddings in the last 4 years. You've had about 1,000. But Circa's wedding, I was obviously a bridesmaid. So there was 3 days. So like the night before, the day of. And I remember being at the actual wedding and feeling like, God, like my eyes are hanging out of my head. I looked at my watch. It was like 11 o'clock. And I was like, oh God, I really wanted to go home.
It's a proper marathon.
I divorced myself. I was like, right, let's. So me and my sister went back to her hotel room for like half an hour and had a power nap, and then I came back out. Yeah, I was so exhausted. But my favorite day out of all the days was actually day three. It was technically 4 days,
okay,
because day two I was still really tired.
Yeah. Oh, like,
and that was an O'Donoghue's.
So long to like revive myself on day two.
Yeah.
And like loads of us were just like, oh God.
But I remember even Circa herself barely made it to day two. She was so tired. Yeah. Like, but day three was like in her parents' back garden. It was like Moe. It was summer. Everyone was just chatting. And I remember being like, this is the core day.
Yeah.
Like when I get married, I want a day three. That's like a random barbecue.
Oh, you'll
garden.
Do like day seven.
Day 42. Everyone's like, Ali, please. I can't afford
so
this.
First we have a gala dinner.
No, I think I'm going to surprise everybody by how low key my wedding's going to be. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was just in a back garden. I was like, oh, this is heaven. No bars, no random people. I was just like, brilliant. This is the vibe.
One of my friends actually said that to me years ago. She was like, I feel like you're just one day going to be like, oh yeah, I got married.
No, I think you're going to have a princess wedding. I think you will. I think you will.
I don't know.
No, I think you will.
Because, I kind of like the idea of just going to Vegas and getting married. Like, it's
I know,
cool.
But also just because the friend group you're in, like, they all do big weddings. I just can't see a world where you're like saying to them, oh,
so
I'm just going to have four people
money,
at it.
Though.
Like, it is so much money. Whichever I told you, someone we know eloped. I'll tell you off thing again. But but Jimbo was saying he like just randomly eloped and he told in South Africa. And he said like the whole, well, I'll tell you after. And he said the whole wedding, including being in South Africa and having their honeymoon there, cost 15 grand.
Oh my God.
Like, that's the entire wedding, the dress, the food, the flights, and the honeymoon. And he was saying that people weren't that happy about it, but he was like, and he showed me the photos and everything, and it looked like so amazing and so intimate. It was literally just them and one person, because obviously you can get your legal cert here, so you need a witness for that. So I think a parent had been at that. They both had a parent for that or something like that.
Yeah.
But when they actually did their wedding abroad, it was just the whatever. Whatever you call it, the person, the pastor, I don't know,
the reverend.
That's all it was, and I was just like, oh my God, that is like 1/3 of the cost of a wedding before a honeymoon. So like,
I know
all the money they have to start their lives together.
It's one day, like it is just so much money. Like the average cost of a wedding is like 40 grand in Ireland.
I also, and I know we've talked about it before, but like because we do the Gossies every year, I just am like, right, when I think of a big event. But in saying that, we would be very good at organising a wedding because we'd be very, very quickly be able to make decisions on things because we know what works and what doesn't.
And also, like, to be honest, weddings, people just care about the drink and the food and the music.
Yeah.
Like all the flowers and all the decor, like that looks fab, but no yeah. one actually looks at that.
No, you need to have a good music act. Yeah. You need people to be up dancing, being like, that was brilliant. Like yeah. definitely good.
I think they had smash hits over the weekend.
Oh, did they? Was Tommy there?
Tommy there. Oh my God.
I hope Circa listens to the podcast. She's been dropped many times into this episode. Yeah.
Because someone was dressed like a sailor. And I'm like, that's Smash Hits vibes, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a few bands now that do that, to be fair.
They're all copying.
I'll drop Tommy a taxi if you wear a sailor for this weekend. So your hot take is, well, see, it's a hot take, but are you going to actually implement this? You're obviously going to still go to all the dating.
I'm still going to do it, but I'm just like, God, it takes it out of you. Like,
oh my God, you need to get a bit of a revive active into you now the next morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But literally, I struggled on day one. I was like, I can't stay awake.
Yeah.
I'm not a late night person, as you know. Like, I shocked everybody when I went to the Gossies after party this year. People were like, what? Yeah. I was up till 5 in the morning. And then my LA trip being up till 5, I don't know what was going on. Yeah. That one, but I know what was like, going on. But I was just like, wow. My hot take has to do with Devil Wears Prada. So I saw Devil Wears Prada 2. It's so good. Have you seen it yet?
No, and I've been waiting to ask you about it because I want to talk about it. So good.
It is.
Did it live up to the expectation?
Yes. So it's very similar to the first one, to the point where, like, because Hans Zimmer wrote the music again, it's the same music and everything. So, like, there's so much nostalgia in it. So, like, the actual exact score is played throughout the whole movie.
Oh.
So you're just like, oh, this is like the first one. Do you know what I mean? There's very similar shots of, like, Anne Hathaway's character, Andy Sachs, running through the streets. Like, there's a lot of throwbacks to the original.
Yeah. What's that song that plays when she's walking through the street? And it's like, da, 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 she's a beautiful girl.
Katie Tunstall? Katie Tunstall song? No. I mean the actual score of the film.
Oh.
So there's a score throughout the whole Devil Wears Prada movie. You'll know it when you hear it.
Okay.
And it's the same score for this one, which I loved because if they had changed it. It's an interesting concept. I think you'll really enjoy it because it's basically about the demise of legacy media. And it's about how...
And like so, print.
Yeah. And just how... Even in the digital media landscape, there's just no money. Like, as in, like, Stanley Tucci's character, there's scenes where he's talking about how, like, back in the day, he was, like, on a private jet to Paris to do a shoot with, like, Cars and, like, Kate Moss. And now he's like, I'm lucky if I get a studio space for 2 hours. And they're talking about how they've been so limited in their creativity. So it's kind of sad. Like, some of the same characters are there, but they've been really pulled back and they're not being able to do what they want. And the whole movie, which isn't a spoiler, is basically about the possibility of the whole publication going or being bought by like a billionaire type that's basically Jeff Bezos.
Right. Okay.
And turning things into AI, cutting all the shoots, getting rid of the print magazine. So they're facing this big, like, what are we going to do? And then Miranda Priestly, aka Anna Wintour, she's trying to hold on to everything and find a way to make it all work. So it starts off with Andy returning, obviously, which again, not a spoiler alert. I won't say why she returns. But as soon as she's back, it's just like, right, this makes sense. My only hot take on it is that there's a love interest in it for her and he may as well just be cut out of the movie.
Oh, really?
He's random as fuck. Who I couldn't even tell you. Some Australian weirdo. But like, it's just so random. He has no charisma. He's just randomly like a wet blanket in the background.
Oh.
And he's only in like 3 scenes. Like, it's really cool because her character in it is single, no kids, has spent the last 10 years traveling and she's really happy. And that's like a really cool part of the film because you're like, oh my God, for once a fucking female character isn't like, I need to find love.
I need to find a man.
And then kind of randomly this Aussie shows up and she's like, oh, and then they're just together and he's like, hey. And then like, there's no chemistry between them at all. Like if you look this up on TikTok.
They're probably just ticking that romance box. I don't know.
But there's no romance in it at all. Like there's no drama. There's no like he runs to get her or he fights for her. It's just like he's a wet blanket there. She's sitting there and then in the end she's like, oh hey, kiss, and it's like the end of the movie. It's very weird. But Miranda Priestly's her partner is played by Kenneth Branagh and that's a cute little relationship. But Justin Theroux is in it playing the kind of Jeff Bezos character and he wears loads of prosthetics because in the movie he's like larger and he loses weight and he's like no hair. It's so funny. He's brilliant in it.
He's really good in Running Point as well and he kind of plays like he's really so eccentric funny, like weirdo in that.
I didn't love the second season, but in the first season.
Yeah, I haven't finished it now. It's kind of shit. Really that
but in the first, I'd say they rushed to make the second one. But you remember that first season where he like has his scarf and he's just like flicking it around
and he's like in rehab.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
There are some funny points, funny bits like that. But yeah, so he basically plays this character in it, and it took me a while to realize it's basically based on Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Slash maybe Elon Musk, that sort of vibe. But you know, obviously when there was rumors that he was buying Vogue for Lauren Sanchez as a gift. Yeah. That exact storyline is in the movie.
Stop.
Yeah, where this character is buying it as a present for someone. I won't say who. And obviously at the time there was loads of drama, and it's because their wedding got a digital cover on Vogue, and everyone was like, how did Anna Wintour let this happen? Like, they're even for the Met Gala, which we'll get into now, but like, there was protests all day in New York that he funded it, 10 million.
Sure, loads of celebrities didn't go because of it.
And then there was rumors that he was still buying Vogue, and then around that time Anna Wintour stepped down in her role. So there was loads of rumors, and so I thought it was interesting that the movie is basically based around that.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it was written before all those rumors happened.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Anna and Jeff are besties.
There is like loads of changes happening in Condé Nast, though. Like, obviously, Samantha Barry left Glamour.
Yeah, I
and
saw
it's
that.
Because there's a lot of changes happening. Like, they've pulled loads of Glamour editions from all over the world.
Is that why? I didn't read anything on that yet.
They've pulled loads of the editions. Yeah.
Well, didn't Glamour go digital last year?
It did, yeah, but they still had like multiple different.
So, yeah, there's parts of it as someone who works in the media landscape that I found really interesting. Just like how it's really affecting everybody. And when you think of the original Devil Wears Prada movie, like, they did fly to Paris, they did do all the shoots.
Yeah.
Now, there's some very, very funny moments in it. Like, oh my God, like, there's a few bits where you're just dying laughing. And because it's 20 years later, which makes me feel old as fuck.
I know.
It's kind of funny. Like, Simone Ashley plays her assistant.
Yeah.
And she's almost like a woke monitor. So, like, sometimes Miranda says things that she kind of would have. And she's like, there's just loads of scenes where she's like, you can't say that. She's like, I can't say that. So she was like talking about how models in one scene or something, and instead of being body positive, she was like, I mean, body negative. And she's like, but why are they like? And she's like, so there's loads of times where she's been like, can I not say that
it's
now?
Like a sign of the times.
Yeah, which I found really funny, because it was like, you couldn't repeat the original movie. But obviously, had you seen that red carpet clip of Anne Hathaway being like, I looked around and I said to the director, we need more normal bodies.
Yeah.
There's literally one scene that she's clearly referring to, and it's a blink of an eye. So I was a bit
it's like a curvier model.
Yeah, on a runway show. That's
right.
So I was just a bit like, now there's definitely more representation in the movie in general. Like, there's definitely more ethnicities, definitely different sizes in the cast and stuff like that. But I thought that kind of blew up for no reason, that interview that she did, because it's barely noticeable. And actually, a lot of the movie takes place during Milan Fashion Week, and the footage is actually real. Of real models, so they couldn't have done anything with that. But no, it's really good, it's worth the hype. My hot take is just, they should have left Andy single. And she talks about freezing her eggs, she has her eggs frozen in the movie. It was just such a cool way they did it, and then randomly this lad just gets thrown in. And I've seen a few TikToks being made about it, also saying that, just being like, why is he there?
He's just like irrelevant.
Now, the only criticism I've seen online too is that they're way too nice on the Miranda Priestly character. Like, she doesn't really come across that
like
harsh. Whereas in the first movie, like,
she was like a bitch.
So obviously Anna is like, I mean, they did the joint Vogue cover together as well. Anna and I've forgotten her name.
Meryl Streep.
Wow, most famous actress in the world. So she was obviously more involved. You can kind of tell. I don't know. Like, they're very nice to her. There's funny moments with her, but she's not cruel to anybody in it. Whereas in the first movie, there were moments where you were like, that's so harsh that you would do that. So there's no like conflict with her. It's more about the industry. So I'd seen a few people talk about that too. And then I actually saw.
But isn't Emily Blunt's character meant to be more of the devil this time? No.
Not massively.
I just saw online that apparently she comes across like a really.
She does, but she's grand. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's just no real massive conflict other than AI and modern technology taking over. That's the real devil in it. Emily's kind of got an arc in it, but you wouldn't be like, she's such a bitch. There's no cruel people in it.
Okay.
But I think in the original, and actually I keep seeing this podcast interview with the girl who's the real Emily.
The real Emily, yeah.
And she was talking about the original script, because Anna Wintour was sent the original book. So before the book got printed, which is obviously what this movie is based on, by the real Andy Sachs, she was given it, and she said it was so harsh, like way worse than what the book became. And it was like
people
really
that don't know, the person who wrote the original Devil Wears Prada book actually worked for Anna Wintour
as an assistant for 3 months.
Yeah. So that was kind of the whole inspiration.
And obviously there's a lot of mistruths in it because like Andy Sachs's character kind of becomes this hero by the end of it. Like none of that happened. She left, obviously.
Yeah.
And Anna didn't even remember her. Like when they gave her the book, the preview, she was like, who's this person?
Who?
But she said the actual book was like really cruel and really dark.
Oh.
And it was just like a knife in the back kind of thing, and that it got revised. So right. I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
But no, it's still worth seeing. It's gross.
Should I go to the cinema to see it, or like would you just wait until it's on?
Yeah, I think do. It is fun. Like yeah. When is it going to be out in the streamer?
Dunno.
It's not like you have to see it in the cinema.
Yeah, it's but not like a cinematic experience.
No, like the Michael Jackson movie, which yeah. is just saying.
No, I still need to see that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to see it. But if you feel like having a nice girly night, I would go and see it in the Stellar or something. It is fun.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it. Like there was really funny moments in it. It was one of those sequels where you were like, fair play.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, just they wanted money. You know, like some of those yeah. sequels where you're like, no. But from the fake Vogue runway to real Vogue, the Met Gala
yeah.
took place this week.
What did you think of it overall? It definitely wasn't my favorite Met Gala.
I actually, controversially to you, thought it was one of the best Met Galas
what?
Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely think the Heavenly Bodies one from a few years ago was like the best.
What was that?
That who? Was the one where, remember, Rihanna literally dressed like the Pope. Like she,
oh, yeah.
That was really cool. And remember, like Kim K wore that like gold chainmail dress.
Yes, that was gorgeous. Yeah, that was gorgeous.
Was cool.
The reason I really liked it is because they actually took the theme seriously. Because like they actually were inspired by artworks, which I want to go through now because yeah. I loved that. Like Kendall Jenner, so she wore Zac Posen for Gap. And I mean, I think it's a bit of a loose thread, but they said that, you know, it's based on the original Gap tee. And the top of the dress, you can kind of see, obviously, that's meant to be the t-shirt here, ripped
yeah.
or whatever.
Well, it was made with like t-shirts.
I'm sure
t-shirt
it was.
Material.
I'm sure it was. No, I get it. No, it does look really cool. But I found it more interesting that it's based on the winged victory of Samothrace, which actually there's another photo she put up afterwards of like how the cape turned into wings. Did you
yeah,
see that?
Yeah.
So I loved that.
So it depicts the Greek goddess Nike.
Yeah.
So
or
funny.
Nike. I know. I said this on Oliver Cannon. I was like, is it Nike?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that's how. And I was like, he thought I meant, is that the goddess? Like, but I was like, no, how do
I
you
never
pronounce
knew that
it?
Was a Greek goddess.
Me neither. No.
Random.
Yeah. Was it sponsored?
You learned
by
something.
I just also was obsessed with Kylie Jenner's dress.
So cool.
I thought yeah. she nailed the yeah. theme. So she was inspired by the Venus de Milo, and I just thought she did yeah. such a good job.
I love Schiaparelli as well. Like oh. I just think their dresses are always
and she aren't they
unreal.
The ones that dressed Kim when she wore the dripping dress where it was like looked see through and her waist was the smallest it had ever been, and there was things dripping off her.
So,
I think that
yeah.
was Schiaparelli.
They do the like amazing waist cinching dresses,
but like that's why I loved like look at that like. Her
yeah, it looked
Kylie's
cool. The way the dress was
body.
Basically like falling off her.
Yeah, which is exactly like the Venus de Milo, to be fair. Like the way they interpreted that. I think that's why I really enjoyed it, because I think that fashion should be seen as art. And some of the years at the Met Gala, I just have not felt that they were that artistic. I know loads of work goes into them, but sometimes I thought they kind of went into the theme in like a silly way, like dressing
yeah.
like the Pope, basically. Whereas this was like,
no, that was cool.
People looked like sculptures walking down yeah. the carpet. That's why I really enjoyed it.
Kendall and Kylie's looks were really similar.
Very similar.
I wonder, do they have a little scrap about that now? I wonder if
next season
be
of the
Kardashians.
Yeah. How Zac Posen and Schiaparelli or Schiaparelli, whatever, would have such similar designs though.
I know. And you know, every look that's worn on the carpet has to be approved.
By Anna, yeah. Now Heidi Klum, I thought she dressed
she's so weird.
I thought, because the only she dresses up so crazy for Halloween.
Yeah,
I thought it was that vibe, but I honestly thought she was the Statue of Liberty at the start.
I know.
That's what I thought.
So what it actually, it's based on the Veiled Vestal
yeah.
Sculpture.
And when you see it actually does make more sense.
But she worked with the same guy, his name is Mike Marino, who does all her special effects stuff for Halloween and
okay.
everything like that.
And then you've Gracie Abrams in the piece online. Did you enjoy her look?
I thought it was grand.
Yeah, I didn't.
My favorite look of the night was Sabrina Carpenter. I
yeah,
thought
she looked.
She was also wearing Jonathan Anderson, who
I know,
is Irish
an Irish
for
head
Dior.
Of Dior.
And her entire dress was made out of film from
the
movie
Sabrina
which
yeah.
Audrey Hepburn is in, which is Sabrina's favorite movie. So cool. I just thought it was such a cool interpretation of it.
And because the theme was fashion is art, because I saw some people being like, how is this
to do
art? Because like everyone else had looked at paintings, but it's like filmmaking is art though.
Yeah.
That's what I
and
loved about that.
And it's also tying into her whole Hollywood thing at the moment. Like obviously yes. her whole Coachella set was Sabrina Wood. Like she's yeah. kind of going with that theme at the moment.
I really liked Rachel Zegler's look too. It was depicted of the execution cool. of Lady Jane yeah. Grey. Must have been hard to walk around with the blindfold. But I really like the actual whole look. And this is what I find so funny with the Met Gala. Sometimes you see a dress, you're like, oh yeah, it looks nice. But most of them have these mad trains at the back. So you don't really see it till they get onto a stairs.
Yeah.
Like Blake Lively's dress, to be fair, I thought was stunning.
Yeah.
Like I loved it from the back. Again, from the front, she looked like a princess. But when I saw the shot of her on the stairs, it's like a full rainbow.
Say what you like about her now, but she always does nail her Met Gala looks. Like they always are really cool. Remember that one where she literally changed it into a whole new
that
dress?
That was cool.
That was really cool.
I felt so bad for her because this account on Instagram, which is called Met Gala Official, but it's actually a fan page, has 500,000 followers. They put up a picture of her being like, she showed up even though she wasn't invited. And it went so viral that Anna Wintour had to release a statement to Des Moines saying that she was invited, that she was a personal guest.
She'd hardly show up uninvited. Like,
but it just shows you cannot believe everything you read online. And nobody clicked into the bio of that page. When you click on it, it says not affiliated with the Met Gala. This is a fan page.
Even like because the start of the coverage happened around like 11 p.m. Irish time, there was so many AI images going around. It was really hard.
But did you see that Gigi Hadid's dad posted one of the AI images of her?
Did he?
Being like, oh, so proud. She looks like such a Hadid tonight, and people were like, that's not her. And her images were very AI looking. We needed to do our AI Met Gala looks. We've actually done them, so
we put in like our photos based on
what photo did you put into the Gossies?
My Gossies one from this year.
I used my Oscars one because I was too lazy to scroll back to my Gossies dress.
Now it made my face look really weird, but the dress looks good.
You look fab. You look like Cinderella.
It kind of like reimagined my dress, my blue dress.
I actually said to ChatGPT, here's a recent dress that I wore, but create a brand new dress based on what people wore to the Met Gala this year. And it was like, we cannot do this for sexual and nudity, because obviously everyone's tops had fake nipples on them this year.
Stop.
So they just used my dress from the Oscars and did it up. But I look very skinny and very hot. So I'm like, thank you, ChatGPT. But like, that's the kind of quality of the images that were going around.
Yeah, like it looks real. Like, well, my face.
You should just put yours on and be like, have such a great time at the Met Gala.
Wow.
Imagine. But yeah, the AI stuff is so weird. But there were a lot of noticeable absence, I thought, this year too. So everyone was foaming at the mouth at the thought of Lewis Hamilton, Jacob Elordi, and Timothée Chalamet going and having like the Jenner Kardashians with their partners, and how big a deal that would have been. But none of those three men went.
Yeah.
Do you think they went of that?
What's so funny is Timothy was literally at a Knicks game at the exact same time.
So
he's
bizarre.
Like,
he's like,
go on
fuck
to the Met Gala, I'll go to the Knicks.
But would he be caught dead at the Met Gala when it's all about celebrating art, given he hates?
Yeah, he hates ballet.
He hates ballet and the opera.
I'd say, I feel like he's had a bit of a bad run with the press lately.
Yeah, so and
I'd
he's only been going to things for himself, which has been...
He hasn't been in a few years. Like, I think the last time he went was like 2021 or something.
Also though, because he was kind of almost slated for how terrible his fashion sense was during award season this year, it could have been a moment for him to bring back, you know, the shirtless blazer vibes.
Yeah,
I think he could have.
Top.
But I do wonder, did the three of them go like, oh, everyone thinks we're going to go with the girls, like let's not. In fairness, Lewis was in Miami for the Grand Prix, but like it was the day
after.
So like I saw reports being like he needed a rest. But then they were pictured together.
I'm sure he could have slept on his private jet on the
way. They were pictured together though, like a day later for the first time holding hands in public. So like everything seems very curated with them, I have to say. I still don't know if I believe in it.
Yeah, same. Did you see those Malibu Beach pictures?
Yes.
Like they were very staged looking.
And it was backgrid. Every time it's backgrid, it's photographers that they know.
But yeah, I thought it was weird he didn't go because he goes every year. And he was like a co-chair last year.
So I honestly think it's from all the posts going around of how much everyone wanted them to pose together. Mm. Like if Lewis had gone without posing with her, would that have been a whole story as well? I don't know. I'd say like the Met Gala is basically what Facebook used to be when it was like in a relationship. Like if you pose with someone at the Met Gala, it's like, oh my God, they're properly together now.
Yeah.
It's serious. Other standouts of the Met Gala. Other
Kardashian's look. We have to talk about
that. Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
I thought it was cool, but her hair was really similar to last year. Kind of like blonde and messy.
It was a wig.
No, I think it was her real hair. No,
it was a wig. I saw her BTS. It's actually browner in her BTS videos. I think it's the lighting on the carpet. And actually, when she was getting her glam done, they were talking to her about her looks over the years. And she was like, guys, you don't understand the lighting is like. Yeah. And sometimes like my skin looks orange or my hair looks yellow when it's not. And in the BTS, her hair is like, it's like my color, but darker. It's like a brown blonde.
Yeah.
But it's very clearly a wig. Yeah, yeah.
But like it was made by Alan Jones, who's like a British pop artist, like really random.
Okay.
Not a singer now.
Yeah. Art pop. Yeah. Yeah.
Well. But he.
It was just like, why was it robotic? See, I thought the fashion was art thing was meant to be throwbacks to OG fashions. That's why like Sabrina's look made sense too, because it was a movie from like the 1960s.
But did you see the other look she like just obviously took pictures in? And like one of them, she's wearing these like palazzo pants with her ass out.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah,
that was like, ew.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Like,
I don't
really
know.
Weird.
I actually thought her look disappointed me this year. I did think
the thing was cool, and like it was actually, so it was like a proper like cast thing, and it was made in like an auto body shop, which is wild.
I know. I just don't think it fit the theme.
Yeah.
Like art isn't robotic.
Well, I suppose it's made by an artist though.
I get what she was trying to do. I think clearly all the fashion houses were like, let's do sculpture body pieces, and they just wanted to be different. But I wouldn't say she was like my best dressed or anything. I think it's because it was short as well and there was no length to it. I feel like at the Met Gala you're meant to use the steps and like do something big, but I guess she hasn't always done that. Actually, I saw another BTS video, like Get Ready With Me style thing with Kylie, and she was listing some of her favorite looks over the year, and she totally skipped the one where she looked insane in that wedding dress with the cap on.
Yeah, that was so bad.
That was so ugly.
So bad.
But I just noticed she mentioned every year she's been, and she did not mention that year, and she was like, yeah, there's some of my favorite
I think
looks.
That wasn't that Alexander McQueen or something? But yeah, she was wearing like a backwards hat.
The cap was like the artist who had designed that look had died. It was Kanye West's friend.
That was the year 2022 because Chloe went that year, the only year she's ever gone.
Yeah. No, Kylie was my top look for the whole night. Another look I actually didn't really love was Hailey Bieber's. I thought it did nothing for her body shape.
I thought it was actually a cool dress.
Yeah, I didn't think it did anything for her body shape.
It fit the theme. I thought Beyonce and Blue Ivy looked amazing.
I loved Blue's look.
Yeah, so did I.
There was actually
but it
a
was
few.
Balenciaga, don't we like?
Oh, was
like
it?
Them?
Yeah. Were they both Balenciaga?
No, Beyonce's was made by Olivier Rousteing.
No, yeah. I shared Blue's look. I feel disgusted.
I know, it's Balenciaga.
But I did see a few looks, and I hope they're not all Balenciaga now, but I saw a few looks that kind of looked like a duvet with a belt on, and I was like, they look lovely.
Looks very comfortable.
Well, yeah, like as in like you'd have no folds on your stomach in those photos. Do you know what I mean? Love those comfy ones. Is there any other standout looks from the night? Beyonce did, and that was Beyonce's first time back in 10 years.
Yes, yeah. And isn't it wild that like obviously 10 years ago was that infamous night? Remember the elevator fight between Solange and...
Is that what that
yes,
was?
Yes, it was that night.
How did no one ask her about that
imagine
in the interview?
Imagine you asked her in the record. I'd say you'd be shocked.
I didn't know that was the Met Gala.
Yeah. It was that night, that infamous night.
She obviously came back to like for a reason then. The exact 10 years.
I know.
I actually didn't love the full design of her dress though. I liked elements to it.
I thought
the arms were a bit weird or something.
Yeah. But like the whole like skeleton look.
No,
like,
the skeleton
was
look was
cool,
but I thought her arms were a bit strange.
It was so funny though, because obviously like Beyonce is like a god in herself. Yeah. Like, and I saw... Sorry, my voice is gone again. This video of her like arriving onto the carpet, everyone's just like, Beyonce!
Oh
like
my God,
literally screaming.
Yeah.
Like,
and she's just like, hey.
No one gets screams like Beyonce.
No, definitely, like, definitely
she
not.
She is the queen.
She is the queen. I'm trying to think of anyone else that I enjoyed.
Madonna looked cool in a Philip Tracy hat.
Philip Tracy
which
hat.
Which was literally a ship.
A pirate ship.
It looked really cool though. And actually when I was looking it up, it's like this really famous hat that he made like back in the 80s or 90s that not Madonna, Michael Jackson wanted to buy off him, and he was like, no, Why? No to Michael Jackson.
Why?
Don't know.
Philip Tracy is just still so big, isn't he? There's never going to be another hat maker like him.
No.
Or what's it called? Fascinating.
Milliner.
There we go. Yeah, but overall, I actually really liked it. Maybe it's just because I really loved Kylie's look.
Yeah. I do think the theme was good as well. Like fashion is art.
Sometimes the themes, I think people get confused by them. Whereas I just felt this year, most people were like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The odd year, it's a bit different. But you were saying there that some people didn't come because of Jeff Bezos. Obviously, rumored Zendaya apparently is why
Zendaya didn't go. Also, like it was weird that Gigi was there because Bella Hadid didn't go, and she was like sharing posts about like why people were going.
Oh, really?
And, like, questioning why they were going. So that was a bit weird.
And Gigi's like, hey.
Yeah, Gigi's like, hey, I'm here. And then who else didn't go that was kind of notable? Taraji P. Henson as well. She usually goes every year, and she also shared the same thing.
Oh, that did she?
Bella had shared.
What if Jeff keeps sponsoring it, though?
I don't know.
What if Jeff buys Condé
Nast? I also thought Lauren's dress was so basic.
Basic.
She looked like she was going to her depths.
Hers was from and some inspiration as well, though, wasn't it? Or some archival thing I'd seen.
But it was
something.
Just like a normal dress.
Yeah. I just think they're just trying to be. He's literally just buying fame for her. It's so weird.
He didn't even walk the carpet.
Well, there was protests all day. So, and again, I think it's more about her. It's like she can be on Vogue. She can go to the Met Gala. I think he just wants her to be happy and she kind of gets what she wants. Mm. Need to find myself a man like that.
Katy Perry's dress.
Katy's was a bit.
Like, Katy, and why did Justin? You went to space,
but
right?
Like, Justin should have walked with her. That would have been iconic.
Yeah, that would
Did you see Russell Brand is back around being an idiot doing interviews? And, in one of his interviews, what's her name? The really famous, do you know Luke? The girl that interviewed him, the blonde.
Oh, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, yeah. She said something about Justin and Katie and was like, how do you find that? And he was just like, well, I started giving his opinion about how she shouldn't be with him. And I'm like, will you fuck off? You were married years ago. She doesn't give a shit about your opinion. Are you okay?
Did you ever watch her movie?
Yeah.
And like when she, when they were like breaking up in the middle
of it. And she
had
to go on
stage. She's so sad. So sad. It's actually a great movie.
Yeah, it is very sad. I hope that she's in a good relationship with him, but she's had a rough year. So.
She has. I feel like she's just become such a memeable character.
Yeah.
But her look was apparently just like meant to be a nod to how AI is like taking over things. And I don't know if you've noticed, but every year, Katy Perry, if she's like not there,
she's
AI'd.
AI'd onto
the carpet.
Yeah.
So it was kind of meant to be like a nod to that, but
wow, interesting.
The actual dress was quite nice.
The face, though, no.
But the little helmet,
the little helmet thing.
It's giving Daft Punk.
Like, yeah, no, I'm not into it at all. I did love the performance that Sabrina gave inside. Do you know who also was missing that I really thought might be there was Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
She also didn't go to the Oscars this year.
Yeah, apparently she's preparing for her tour.
Yeah, I saw she put up a clip of her singing Dangerous Woman. Did you see that? It did look amazing. I'm ready for Ariana to come back.
Same.
Get out of your Glinda phase and be back to yourself.
But I loved Sabrina's performance with Stevie Nicks. Like, so
good.
Sorry, going from performing with Madonna to Stevie Nicks in the space of like 2 weeks.
She's having the best, like, 2 years of her life, isn't she?
She's so good at, like, harmonizing with anyone.
I know. She's just
like,
amazing.
She just can do it.
And I loved her look. And, like, there were so many, like, I don't know how people do those carpets. Well, obviously the lighting must be amazing, but some of those videos are so HD.
Yeah.
If you have a single pore, like you can see it, and like everyone just looked unreal.
Amazing.
She particularly, I thought, looked really well on the camera. But speaking of Met Gala people that were there, obviously Blake Lively, we won't go into it too much, but literally hours before it came out that her and Justin Baldoni have settled.
War is over. We can finally stop hearing.
Like, I've never been more tired about discussing a case. And what I find really interesting about it is, so basically Blake got a new legal team, had you seen that? Only a couple of weeks ago. So she obviously wasn't happy with her other legal team, so they must have said to her, you're going to have to settle, because a judge threw out like 10 of her 13 claims. And then Justin had claims thrown out, like the money was so ridiculous. It was like 100 million in defamation, 55 million in damages. It was
like
so
they were pulling
stupid
these numbers out of their hole.
They were pulling them out of their arse. So obviously when she lost her claims, she got a new legal team, but clearly that legal team was also like, you're going to have to settle. What's very interesting about the settlement is a few things. First of all, there was no money exchanged. not a cent. The two of them have probably spent 5 million each on their legal fees, though.
No, apparently it's up to 60 million.
Oh, 60 million
yes,
now?
Yeah.
Jesus. Right.
So millions. They both lost money.
Well, sorry, yeah. It probably is that when you include all the court time, because judges did have to rule on certain things. So there's that. Secondly, they did a joint statement.
And the statement was so weird.
But just to flag with that, if it was a situation where Blake was like more in the right, let's say, there's just no way there'd be a joint statement at all. Yeah. It would be a statement that Justin apologized maybe, and he would come out and apologize, and that they're trying to be better. The fact that it was joint means that Justin's side asked for that, because she wouldn't even stand beside him on a red carpet. So the fact that they're together co-signing a statement is bizarre. And then they focused on how the movie was so worth it anyway. And I'm like, you've ruined the movie with all of this.
Yeah.
Who is going to look at that movie and go, wow, domestic violence. Let's look into that more.
And there's certainly not going to be a part two.
No. But like, what a waste of time this whole thing was. I'm just
so sick of hearing about it. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so ready for this to be out of our lives.
But I'm interested to see how this affects both of their careers moving forward. Because obviously Blake was saying that she like her business wasn't doing well because of him, all this sort of stuff.
I mean, she has definitely suffered reputational damage. Obviously he has as well, but even like she...
That was before even
the
this
Met
case.
Gala. And then obviously people were making up rumors that she wasn't even invited.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you saw, but she got a picture with Anne Hathaway, and then loads of people were giving out to Anne Hathaway being like, why'd you get a picture with her?
Oh God.
Like,
yeah, it was a big risk to run that case and to not let it go to court. That's what I mean, though, that there's a settlement there for a reason. Yeah. Like, she was full fire gung-ho, and her and Ryan have so much money. Yeah. So they probably could have gone to trial. I am sad that it's not going to trial, because obviously Taylor Swift's text messages...
I know. No, it would have been so
juicy. Like, Taylor would be subpoenaed to court. We would have had some of the biggest celebrities, like Hugh Jackman.
Blake probably would have worn some pretty cool things.
Oh, like,
probably
I'm
would
sad.
Have come in with like a Judith Lieber suitcase, honestly, probably or briefcase.
But I'd say that, like, yeah, I'd say that that was part of the reason they didn't want to do it, is like all their friends. Yeah. I mean, she's lost so much from this too. Like, her friendship with Taylor is dead.
I wonder if she'll be at Taylor's wedding.
Absolutely
that would be
not.
A big
she
tell.
Absolutely won't.
Yeah,
they don't speak anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think she probably was so hurt and so upset, and understandable based on the claims that she had. But I don't think she thought a lot of things through. And the fact that all the texts were going to be subpoenaed because of the way she referred to certain things that happened and wanted the evidence included. Like, and then, you know, she subpoenaed loads of YouTubers and TikTokers and they all had really big legal fees then, having to respond to the subpoena. So like, loads of people are so unhappy with her now.
Yeah.
She just went a bit OTT with it, I think.
She just thinks it's like her and Ryan against the
world.
And it's just like, you're a bit of a melt.
You need
like,
to just leave it now, I think. I'm not saying what she's saying isn't true. Like, no one knows what happened. I'm sure things happened, but they both seem like they did things, you know?
Yeah. Also, like, I love the way she was like, basically saying that her Blake Brown hair care brand like suffered because of it. I'm not going to be buying a shampoo off you. Your hair looks like there's...
dragged through a bush backwards. Yeah.
Like, remember her on Gossip Girl years ago? Like, her hair used to always
crazy.
Be like, really crazy.
But also, she was doing promotions for it while doing the promotions for the movie. Yeah. And everyone thought it was really weird. Again, this is before things really happened. Because I know she's saying that his PR team leaked this. But I saw loads of people criticizing her for having her cocktail brand at the premieres. Mm-hmm. Having her hair brand on the carpet. It was a bit weird.
Yeah.
So, look, I think there's learnings from it from everyone. Hopefully... Wayfair, whatever it's called, they do maybe bring in more new people. There's obviously some issues there, like more than Blake gave out about his behavior and stuff like that. So things obviously went down there that weren't good. And I think for her, she needs to maybe question what she does on her promo tours, like just promote the movie.
And also, like, something isn't that just fucking showbiz? Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's showbiz, baby. But I'm really glad, really, really glad that that's over now.
Yeah.
I just never want to talk about
good
it ever again.
Riddance.
If I was her now, I'd come out with some amazing Oscar winning performance in a movie where she's wearing no makeup and she just...
Who's going to cast her though?
Like, she's box office like smash hit. Like, people will go and see her. Is she a box office?
She is. But as in
her whole. But like as in the reason she was cast in It Ends With Us is because people Colleen wanted the movie to get to number one.
She was never the right casting.
I don't think she was the right casting either. But they, do you remember if you go back through, I read loads of the legal documents and like they were like, they needed star power. Star,
yeah.
So like she does have star power, but I would love her to do some sort of indie where she's like not really gotten that much money because she is a good actress. Like I've seen her in things like, she is actually quite good. She was really good in The Town with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I'd love to see her in something like that and just go back to the fucking art and just leave the other bullshit
to
aside.
To be fair, the, you know, the A Simple Favor movies, they're actually good.
The
like
one
they're
with
all right.
Your one, they apparently hate each other.
Yeah.
I think they're a bit, I think Anna Kerwin, they're kind of, or Kendrick, sorry, Anna Kendrick, they kind of, I don't know, I think those movies are a bit weird.
Ah, it's a bit crap.
It's a bit random. But I wouldn't call that an Oscar winning name.
No.
But The Town, she was very good. And that was like post Gossip Girl when she was trying to be taken seriously, like as a kind of more serious actress. I think if I was her team, which seemed to have all left, but if I was her team, I would be like doing
or maybe
it.
Like she should just like go and do nothing. Like,
well,
they have enough money. Like Ryan Reynolds literally owns like
everything. Doesn't she have some lifestyle brand though that's like Goop? Do you remember she launched something like 3 years ago? Yeah. I don't think it did well. That's why she started Blake Brown instead.
Yeah.
She had like a website and it was like cooking. Because you know, she's a real traditional kind of housewife person. Like, she cooks everything. She doesn't drink any alcohol. But
then,
she launched
a
cocktail brand. But you know Jennifer Lopez doesn't drink either and she too has a cocktail brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know, interesting. But for a while there, she like had a little TV cooking thing on YouTube and stuff. Like she was really leaning into that for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then only came back to film certain things. But you remember during all this there was reports that she's only allowed by Ryan to shoot a certain amount of movies.
One of them has to be minding the
kids. Which sounds about right. So I don't know. I feel like maybe
she's only allowed to do like one project a year or something.
Yeah. Allegedly. So let's see. Yeah. But no, I'm just glad it's over. I'm sick of questioning her character and Justin's character. Like I don't care anymore. I'm sure they're both
I never want to see either of them again.
I'm sure she did feel like she was really vilified. I'm sure she did feel that she was like really not looked after on set. I think two things can be true at the same time. I think they both feel those ways, but it was a bit kind of a Hollywood annoyance of the whole thing as well.
Yeah, I definitely think that there was things wrong on both sides, I'd say.
And good luck to you.
And
goodbye.
I never want to hear from you again.
what's our final topic today?
Celebrity Traitors. So they finally revealed the lineup for
Joanne McNally.
Celebrity Traitors. And as we had hinted at a few weeks ago, Joanne McNally.
Exclusive.
Joanne McNally is in the lineup alongside some other really good names as well. James Blunt, I feel like he'll be really funny on it.
He's hilarious.
He's such a like random character. Then Joe Lycett as well. He's
I
a really funny comedian.
Love Joe Lycett. I actually only recently watched that Amazon show
Laugh Out Loud. Oh my God.
My sister Jeannie was like, you need to watch it. I was like, I don't know. That part, part where Danny Dyer comes in with the Harry Potter
like,
sketch.
Slag.
I literally couldn't breathe that I was
so
laughing
good.
So much. But I only
I
just came.
Watch it again.
It's so funny. I only came across Joe Lycett a few months ago. I was watching his stand up, and his stand up shows are
really
so
funny.
Good.
Yeah.
So him and Joanne, I'd say, are going to be besties.
Was that season one or season two? I've watched them both.
It was season one, the one with Danny Dyer in
two.
It.
It's so
I actually
funny.
Couldn't breathe.
Alan
Do you remember
Carr.
Him? He started like fighting with one of the comedians. He's like, put your fucking wand down, Harry. I actually was like, I can't breathe. It was so good.
No, Alan Carr is in season two.
Okay.
Oh my God. It is so.
But I have never seen Traitors, as you know.
Yeah.
This is the one.
This is the one.
Because Joanne is in it. I'm like, I will
this.
Now understand it.
Now, I think it's going to be out later this year. They said autumn. So it could well coincide with the Traitors Ireland.
It did last
usually
time.
Around the
it's
same
like October.
Time.
November.
So our TV schedules be packed.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joanne, and who else is good? Leanne Pinnock from Little Mix.
Oh,
yeah. Maya Jama. Obviously.
Maya Jama is huge to have on that, isn't it?
And then Michael Sheen as
Ross
well.
Ross Kemp,
Rob Beckett, Ramesh. He's actually in season two of Laugh Out Loud. He's really funny. Ross Kemp, really good. Really good lineup. I feel like Joanne is going to be the star of the show, though.
Definitely.
And then there's rumors as well that apparently Cheryl is going to be brought in as like a secret traitor.
What?
Yeah. She'd be so good on it.
But have they filmed it already then?
It's being filmed in May, so I think it's like happening soon.
Because I was going to say, if they know Cheryl's being dropped in as a traitor, it's going to ruin the plot. I know, so yeah. Maybe not.
Or maybe they filmed it already.
Maybe they filmed it already. Because she's in Australia right now, Joanne.
Joanne, yeah.
They must have filmed it already. Because if there's rumors.
They do film it way in advance.
Yeah, because the Irish traitors, as we know, wrapped filming a couple of, like 2 months ago because we were out at the set. So I would say it's all shot and all done.
Yeah.
But I feel like Joanne is either going to get to the final or will end up out really early. Yeah, it depends how she handles everything. Yeah.
I know she is a fan of the traders though, so she definitely knows the game.
Yeah.
Because you do have to play a game. Like it's a game show kind of.
Yeah, even for the little I know of it, I understand.
I'm like, totally.
But I've seen so many clips, obviously.
I think I would actually recommend going and watching the first season of the UK celeb one. Yeah, because it's really good.
That's what the one that Alan Carr is also on. The same celebrities are on all the same shows.
I know.
I will. I think it's huge for Joanne.
Huge.
Like, it's really such a popular show. Like, it's massive that she's got that.
If anything, like, I think being on The Traitors is actually bigger than I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, me too.
Like right now it is. Yeah. It's more popular. And more celebrities are wanting to do it.
I'm trying to think now. Did Joanne and Vogue take a hiatus at all in the last few weeks?
For their podcast? I don't think so.
That's they're on a hiatus right now, but only for a week.
But I remember when Joanne was rumored for it ages ago, the reason that she was rumored is because there's a big gap in her schedule in May. So I think maybe it's towards the end.
Maybe
of this
then, okay. But then Cheryl can't be dropped in because everyone reads the news. Like they'll know she's a traitor. Do you know what I mean? Straight away. No, I'm going to watch the Alan Carr one. I'm going to do this weekend. And then I want to try watch the US one. How do I watch that one? Piracy.
No comment.
You'll tell me after.
You'll find it online. You'll find it.
I've seen the clips.
No, I think it's actually you can watch the US one on Peacock and you can get Peacock somehow.
That's on.
I think Peacock's on Paramount.
I don't have Paramount.
There's Paramount Plus. There's all the HBO.
No, is Peacock not on Hey You? I think it's on Hey You. I have the Hey You app.
Maybe, yeah.
That's all the random kind of reality shows.
Yeah.
But no, I'm so excited to see that. I will watch it. I'll watch the other ones this weekend. And then just to say, we're taking a break only for 1 week.
We're taking a hiatus.
Breaking news. Because I'm going to the Cannes Film Festival next week, which should be fun.
Woo!
As always with most of these things, I used to actually go and do carpets at these things, but now I just go to the parties.
Yeah, that's just sneaking into the parties.
Basically, that's my plan, just go to a few parties now.
We'll debrief when you're back.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a full day in Monaco as well for a Junketure event, so I'll be covering that, to be fair. So
look,
I'm working
for
at
Leonardo
that.
Leonardo DiCaprio's yacht there.
Oh my God, is it parked in Monaco? He's always
like, are you 25? Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, get out of here. He's actually always in Hotel DiCaprio. Remember that place that I went in, Eden Rock Hotel, where Sophia Grange got married?
Yeah.
So nice. But I'm actually staying quite close to there, so I'm like, will I pop over? Although you can't pop there, you have to book months in advance. My plan is to have a little bit of a holiday but also do a bit of work. So Monaco for the day should be nice. I really want to go to the Monaco Grand Prix this year. That's like a massive plan of mine.
When is that?
The first week of June. They've moved the dates.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's the week before the Goss birthday.
I wouldn't be booking any glam now in Monaco. It cost you about three grand.
Did you see that Simone Biles did this video about doing a red carpet event? You know, the Olympian, the US
Olympian.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
And she was like, guys, tell me if this is too much or not, but I had to pay for glam stylist for an event and it was $60,000. And I was like, this feels like me when I got the bill. I know it wasn't 60K, but she was like, I can't afford to, like, I can't go to the red carpet like this. And she was like, is this normal? And loads of people were commenting being like, you totally got fucking. But then I saw Chris Appleton is on Jamie Lang's podcast and he charges $200,000 for a haircut.
$100,000.
No, in the clip, he said $200,000 for this one client because they wanted him to fly out of the country. And he said in the end, he only gets $100,000 because 25% went to his manager, 25% went to his agent, but he did charge her $200,000 like, for a cut.
The Kardashians obviously get glam done like pretty much every day. Like, how much are they spending on that? But then remember,
surely
Kim,
that
Kim
they've made them who they are though, so it's free.
Kim said in her call her daddy interview that if they're filming the show, she'll offset the costs to the production.
To production.
Because she's getting glam for the show.
Surely in the early days though, Chris did a few freebies because he said that in Jamie's interview too. He was like, I've obviously not, like, he was like,
he
you
wouldn't
know,
be where he is without
no. Like, J-Lo was his first and then it was her. But yeah, he said basically 100,000 is what he normally charges. But in the clip of Jamie, he was like, I actually lied in that interview because it was really 200,000. He was like, I just knew it was going to like cause loads of harm.
I wonder who it was.
Don't know. But he was like,
Was it Lauren Sanchez?
Well, probably. But he was like, I had to travel. But anyway, when Simone said the 60,000 thing, I was like, that feels like what happened to me. But that was stylist, the clothes, hair and makeup. That was it. I don't even know what a red carpet event I did, but I'm like, do you not have a manager, hun, to get all this sorted for you? So 60,000.
Get an accountant also.
America's just so weird about costs for things. It's so strange. Monaco, I'd say they don't even have hair and makeup.
Even
people.
Like healthcare, for example. Like you can go to A&E here, right? And it costs you, what, 120 euros?
Yeah.
But like in America, like they're like, oh, that's 50 grand.
Yeah.
Like,
just to spend the night and get a bit of saving into your system. Yeah, no, it's scary. Like, but no, I will do my own hair and makeup in Monaco and Cannes.
I would recommend.
I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd trust the French now to touch my hair.
Would you not touch?
I don't know.
Bloody like, frogs.
The frogs. No, but just with my like tapes and my hair extensions, I'd be scared.
They'd probably
like, they just start taking them out. They'd be like, no, no, no. I think it just reminds me when I lived in Italy, like for my Erasmus, I went to get my hair done one day and it was... It was bad. I had to dye my hair basically black afterwards because they ruined my hair. Yeah, it was crazy looking. So I'm just scared of people who don't speak English naturally because I'm like, they might misunderstand me and just shave all my hair off. So no, I'll be doing my own glam.
Yeah,
okay? Do my own glam over there. But yeah, we'll be back the week after that and I will fill you in on all the parties and how everything went and we will chat to you then. Bye.
Bye.